Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this iOS 6 demonstration using VoiceOver. And in this demonstration, I'll actually be showing you the new functionality that you now have using assistive touch with VoiceOver. So, of course, to get to assistive touch, we need to get to settings, general accessibility. But first of all, let me just say that I've currently got my iPhone, in my case, 4S, turned on. VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at the home screen of my iPhone. And as we all know, to navigate the screen with VoiceOver, it's a one-finger flick left or right to move item by item on the screen, a one-finger drag anywhere on the screen to find items, and of course then a one-finger double tap to activate the item anywhere that we've just heard. So I'm going to touch the middle of my screen.
iTunes.
I'm going to do a one-finger flick to the right to find my settings icon.
App Store. Settings.
One-finger double tap to activate.
Settings.
Touch towards the bottom of the screen for general.
General. Button.
One finger double tap to activate.
General.
Touch
settings.
Towards the bottom
back
of the
button.
Screen again.
Spotlight search. Button.
Okay, three finger flick up to scroll the screen down.
Rows 8 to 16 of 16.
Touch towards the bottom of the screen again.
Accessibility. Button.
One finger double tap.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
And now I'm just going to do a one finger flick to the right to get down to assistive touch.
Invert cut, speak select, speak or automatic, hearing aid, led flat, mono aud, left, 50, adjust, learning, guided app, physical and assistive touch, off, button.
Okay, there's assistive touch, and of course, I didn't start at the direct top of that screen. I touched about a third of the way down and then started flicking to the right. Okay, so we're on the assistive touch. It's currently telling you it's currently off, so one finger double tap to go into the panel.
Assistive touch. Accessibility. Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Assistive touch. Heading. Assistive touch. Off.
Now for this demonstration, I'm just going to activate the assistive touch and use its default settings. I'm not going to do any custom gestures. So let's turn it on by just doing one finger double tap.
Assistive touch menu.
It's now moved focus to the assistive touch menu, which is towards the top left-hand side of your iPhone, in this case, screen. So if I try and do a one-finger flick left or right, I'm not going to go anywhere. If I wanted to get back to the main screen like you do out of the status menu, I just touch the middle of the screen or somewhere else on the screen. But I want to activate that for the moment, so I'm going to do one-finger double tap.
Assistive touch. Siri.
Okay, so I can do a one-finger double tap on Siri, for example. So I'll do that now. One-finger double tap. Hello, Siri. Two-finger double tap to stop.
You said, hello Siri, good afternoon, David.
Okay, so let me press the home button to come out of Siri.
Settings, assistive touch, assistive touch menu.
Okay, so I'll come back to the assistive touch screen again. Focus again has removed to the assistive menu because that, it thinks what our primary mode of navigation is, so one finger double tap again.
Assistive touch, Siri.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Favorites.
That's favourites, and that's actually basically custom gestures that a person may have done previously to do other gestures for navigating the iPhone. So one finger flick to the right.
Device.
Okay, that's options for navigating the device, and I'll go in a minute. And then the last one.
Home.
Here's the home button. So if I activate the home button, for example, one finger double tap.
Home. Home. Settings.
Okay, I'm now back on my home screen, and because I'm at the back of the home screen, I haven't got to focus on assistive touch. I touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen.
Messages. 9 new items.
Okay, above messages.
Assistive touch menu.
There's assistive touch menu, one finger double tap.
Siri.
One finger flick to the right.
Favorites.
And again.
Device.
One finger double tap on device.
Mute.
Okay, so there's mute for muting the sound. If I flick to the left with one finger.
Volume up.
Volume up.
Rotate screen.
Rotate screen.
Lock screen.
Lock screen. Okay, and that's it for that side. One finger flick to the right to get back down to mute.
Rotate screen. Volume up. Mute.
Okay, one finger flick to the right now.
Back.
Back. And if I double tap that, of course.
Siri.
Okay, we come back to the previous menu in the assistive touch menu. So you just go back to device.
Favorites. Device.
One finger double tap.
Mute.
Okay, mute. So we went left last time. I'm going to go to the right.
Back.
That's our back.
Volume down.
Volume down.
More.
The more. Double tap on more.
Multitasking.
And by default, it's landed on multitasking. If I flick to the left.
Back.
Back again to go back to the previous menu.
Screenshot.
Screenshot.
Shake.
Shake.
Gestures.
Gestures. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Shake. Screenshot. Back. Multitasking.
Okay, we're back to multitasking. One finger double tap on multitasking. And what this one will actually do is activate the app switcher. So one finger double tap.
Setting. App switcher. Settings.
Okay, I'm now on the app switcher. There's settings where we were. One finger flick to the right.
iBooks.
iBooks.
Reminders.
Reminders.
To new items.
So if I want to get into iBooks, one finger flick to the left.
iBooks.
One finger double tap.
iBooks. Library. Button.
And of course I can touch the middle of the screen.
Now with a pond of clear water in it.
Okay, there's the book I was reading. Touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen for the assistive menu.
Assistive touch menu.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Siri.
One finger flick to the right.
Favorites.
Keep going.
Device. Home.
There's the home function. Double tap on the home.
Home. Messages. 9 new items.
Okay, and I'm back to my home screen again. I haven't even touched my home button, which is absolutely fantastic. So we go back to the assistive touch menu, top left-hand side of the screen.
Assistive touch menu.
One finger double tap.
Siri.
And we'll just say goodbye to Siri. One finger double tap. Goodbye, Siri, for now. Two finger double tap.
You said, goodbye, Siri, for now. Okay, David. See you later. Messages. 9 new items.
Okay, back to my main home screen. And just finally again to orientate you to that assistive touch menu. If you come to the top of the screen, come down.
3:36 p.m.
See status,
status
menu,
bar
go
item.
Straight across the left.
Yes, Optus assistive touch menu.
Okay, there's the assistive touch menu. If I drag my finger down.
Messages.
There's messages.
9 new items.
Grab my finger up.
Assistive touch menu.
Assistive touch. Okay, so that's basically where it is by default above your messages icon. If you've got assistive touch turned on under settings, general, accessibility, assistive touch. So that concludes this demonstration for using the assistive touch menu and its default settings. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.